is a place where a person would go and turn in a watch or a ring or something of value in exchange for money, and be able to get it back at a later date when they return the money.
Or pawn shop, pawn broker.
What are generic terms for wine?
For what?
Wine.
Wine?
Slang terms, anything like that.
Oh, juice. They always say juice. And I say something else I've heard, because here of late I usually kid some of the fellows coming in the landfill, and they usually, well, fellows are, the man picks up on the corner, you know, and they usually winos or some kind of alcoholics. They may not be the worst kind, but I usually kid them because this is one way of maintaining a good relationship with them. I said, "Hiya, wine." So they, when they see me, they say, "Oh, there's old wine." They come back to me with the same thing. So I mean, it's all right. I don't mind, because they've never seen me under the influence of anything, and I've seen them under the influence. It wasn't wine. They said it's beer, but most of them were wine. That's all. They pick up trash out of people's yards and clean up. This is primarily what they do for the most part for a living. As long as they get this wine, that seems to be about all they want. They don't really want for very much. I think it keeps them, I don't know, most of these fellows are not habitual rogues. They don't seem to get into trouble. They just like the alcohol, or beer, or wine, or whatever they can hustle, we call it hustling, a drink, beggars, and that type thing.
What is the worst section of town, the place where you would see derelicts or criminals, unsuccessful criminals out of jail?
The most I've seen are on Porter Street, and because I've had such a great interest in trying to clean it up down there. I guess maybe I've noticed it more there than the other place. And other places are non-existent anymore. Orleans Street at one time, between Polk and between Polk Street, Polk Avenue and another. Georgia, oh yes, Georgia and Polk, between those two streets or avenues on Orleans Street. I call it Bucket of Blood. It was just all, anything, it was terrible. I was very happy today when members of the Planning Commission had before it request to close this area. And I was very happy to give my vote of approval for that. As something that would never again exist like it had been in the past. Turley Street was another one of those kind of places between Beale and Linda. Those were the worst places I've ever seen. Of course, I guess there must have been others, but those were horrible. I had a traumatic type of feeling about those things. I just, it seemed like to me, oh, it was just hideous almost to me to think about those places.
Would you ever call anything like that Skid Row?
No, not this. No, Skid Row would be an area where, we've got some areas that are pretty bad, where you find people just, maybe the kind of living that you wouldn't really approve of on any level. It's just poor living conditions. The homes look all beaten up and people don't seem to care, and they are rowdy, and the vernacular is filled with cursive words and things of that sort. But for the most part, this is where it amounts to.